So now what we're going to do is we are going to adopt a new interval, which we are going to add to our list. I'm going to give you a new sound, a new distance to deal with. And when we learn this a little bit, then we'll be able to mix it in with these perfect fifths so we can see the differences. This will be a lot of fun. Let me play a perfect fifth for you. I feel like you're an expert on perfect fifths by now because you know the sound, you know all the spelling, so I don't even have to explain this too much. If I give you the perfect fifth of EB, for instance. Now, what if we invert that perfect fifth? We invert it. Invert means to turn upside down. I'm going to take the E off the bottom and I'm going to put it on the top. Here's the E. Here's the B. I'm going to take this E and put it up here. But I'm going to keep the B in the very same spot. If you invert a perfect fifth in this way, what you end up with is a perfect fourth. If B is the first degree, C is the second degree, D is the third degree, and E is the fourth degree, we have a perfect fourth here. Let's start on C, because really whenever you're doing this kind of a thing, it's safer to make sure that you're going to end up with the correct number of half steps. It's always safer to start on C. So let's take a C. C is number one, D is number two, E is number three, F is number four. From C to F is a perfect fourth. I'm not going to have to tell you much on this because it's going to be the same as the perfect fifths. How many half steps, though, are in a perfect fourth? Count them. There are five half steps. From C to C sharp is one, up to D is two, up to D sharp is three, E is four, and F is five. There are five half steps in a perfect fourth. So what I'm going to ask you to do for your homework assignment is to calculate all the different spellings of all the perfect fourths and to sing them in a grand round of fourths. You can figure that out by yourself. And also, use your sound round of fourths. You would go, perfect fourth, la la, la la, perfect fourth, la la, la la. Sing that, going all the way up as far as is comfortable, and then all the way down as far as is comfortable. Do your sound round of fourths at least once, and do your grand round as often as you feel is necessary in order to establish all the spellings and all the sounds. And then on lesson four, we will start off with our test of spelling and sounds of perfect fourths. Now, our time is almost up on this lesson. What I'm going to ask you to do is, in just a second, I'm going to ask you to turn off the tape. Then I'm going to ask you to break. You've done a wonderful job. It's enough for today. You have passed your tests very beautifully. So tomorrow when you come, the first thing to do is to figure out the spellings of your perfect fourths. Now when you figure them out, then listen to the last couple minutes on this tape and I'll give you the correct spellings just to make sure that when you're practicing your grand round of fourths, you're using the right spellings. So now you can turn off the tape, and I'll see you tomorrow when you're ready for the answers.